Blog Talk Radio.
I got the diva. You're an artist, business. Artist about your business. Business that's artistic. Here we showcase the gifted. Come tune in and get lifted. Learn to hustle and flip it. Whether you're on a budget or riding around and getting it. Got promo at the wazoo. Call in, we'll spot you. All the artists on Fox, so you know that music hot too. We got you, can't knock it. Interviews to topic. Yeah, the haters won't block it, but a freight train could stop it. We on the spot, on the grind. 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 We on the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind.
Hey Ebony B, I got your diva. Hey Ebony B, I got your diva. Hey Ebony B, I got your diva. Hey Ebony B, I got your diva.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
You can talk about us, but you can't talk without us. Phenomenal Radio.
Man, it's your boy Khalid Dreams. You are now tuned in live on Frontline Fridays with Diva Mary Kay and Tay Black, dropping nothing but hot indie artists and music. Tune in live at www.phenomradio.com. Stars, boy.
Squad up. It's your girl Diva Ebony B, and you are now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays with nothing, but we showcase indie artists, hot indie artists, and their music. Frontline Fridays is powered by Phenomenal Radio, so make sure you check us out at www.phenomradio.com. Again, that's www.phenomradio.com, the most versatile hip-hop station in the world, Craig. We're going to have a special, special show for y'all tonight. I got Giddy Girl Renee up in here live from Night Rep in Connecticut, man. Y'all make sure y'all check her out. She's definitely doing her thing. Big shout out to Future Group 100 for introducing me into her hot track of Giddy Girl. Y'all definitely want to check it out. It's going to be showcased tonight along with two of her other hot tracks, which is You Fine and I'm a Problem. Make sure you call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the one button to be heard. Ask my guests some questions. Also, jump in our chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot, and take 2 seconds to build a profile. So you can go ahead and comment in and type in on the chat board. Now, y'all make sure y'all follow Get It Girl Renee on Twitter at Get It Girl Renee. Again, that's at Get It Girl Renee. Now, y'all know we're going to have the Educate and Regulate session a little bit later on in the show, and of course, we got to take y'all to church. So make sure y'all stay in, tune in live, text a friend, and tell them that we live. 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the one button to be heard. I want to give a big shout out to Sincere. Sincere from Music Cast Records and Entertainment. I just caught my tickets to see Little Scrappy tomorrow at New World. So Diva Spot Radio and Diva Ebony B will be live up in there. I'm networking, radio advertisement, radio interviews, radio promotions. Artists, get at me. I'm very, very approachable. We're going to get into this hot track right now. We're going to get into Renee's hot track right now, Get It Girl Rock. And when we come back, we're going to bring our special guest live in the building with us and get all up in her Kool-Aid. It's Diva Ebony B, and you are now tuned in live to Frontline Friday. Squad up.
Get it, girl. Easy.
Couldn't imitate her, my style is very official. First lady, a million dollar baby with potential.
potential. Yeah, I'm ready to kill them. I got that military flow. Mouth cannon obliteration, as everybody knows. Clap, get it, cause I'm browsed up. Coming from the ground up. Taking over now, what? Who ready to go? I swear to God, I'm on that Mason. Give me or I'll take it. Approaching with that fake, 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 dying around. Huh. Word up to my mother, ain't no other, I'm the baddest. Put me on a track, I don't just kill it, boy, I thrash it. Yeah, I'm runner up, and I'm a general assassin. Hate me, but you love me, cause I am the total package. Easy, believe me, I got what the game has been missing. I'm pulling in my way and regulating the competition on you. It's counterfeit, fake, and I acknowledge it. Time to put them back into the cages they got out of. I put on a show, I know you haters watch, but we're waving at you haters on my giddy girl rock. Many just hating cause they always flock. I'ma go get it girl, okay I got this. I put on a show, I know you haters watch, but we're waving at you haters on my giddy girl rock. Many just hating cause they always flock. I'ma go get it girl, okay I got this. Easy. Yeah, now I got something for you haters. The hatred creates a buzz and the buzz is giving me paper. And with that paper I confiscate from you haters. I spin it up on my style, now I'm wavier than the Jacob. Follow me, that mean you hate me, but I love you, cuz I already grabbed. You just giving me a bigger buzz. I'm what it is and what it was at the same time. By the way you hate me, I'm constantly on your damn mind. Can't get enough of me, hate me but never touching me. You never feel my shoes, could never fit in my double D. So mommy please, we all see who you trying to be. My protege, but never could be a mini me. So it's best that none of y'all go against, cause I'm ripping, ripping everything in sight, fall in. Treat me like a job, play sick and call in. Cause I think of you, whoever, you call me a queen. I put on a show, I know you haters watch, but we're waving at you haters on my giddy girl rock. Many bitches hating cause they always flock. I'ma go get it girl, okay I got this. I put on a show, I know you haters watch, but we're waving at you haters on my giddy girl rock. Many bitches hating cause they always flock. I'ma go get it girl, okay I got this. Easy.
Alright, alright, alright. Yeah.
Yeah, that was Get It Girl Renee right there with Get It Girl Rock. It's your girl, Diva SBD, Loud Student Live, the Frontline Fridays. Make sure you call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to bring in my special guest, Get It Girl Renee. Let's go. Renee, welcome to the show, Queen. Squad up.
Squad up. What's up now?
Hey, what's going on, Queen? Thank you for coming to Frontline Fridays and showcase your music. We just played your hot track, Get It Girl Rock. Wow, what a hot track, man.
All right, all right, all right.
Renee, let's go ahead and bust this interview wide open. You know, tell the people where you from, what you rapping, and, you know, how you got started in this. And you guys, make sure you go to www.getitgirlrenee.com and check out all her information as well.
Definitely, definitely. Well, I'm from CC, you know, I'm coming out of Waterbury, Connecticut. And basically, you know, I got started when I was young, a real young age. At
9 years old.
Yeah, at nine. I started off, believe it or not, just making beats and just singing.
Nice. You know,
then I was approached by a certain somebody, and they introduced me to the whole rap game. And ever since then, it's like I kind of like my voice. I might as well start doing that, too.
Wow, so, now you did. Go ahead.
And now it's just like Murder, She Wrote. Every time I hear something, I want in on it. Every single time.
Say, I got to be on that track. Like, you got to have me there. Like, that's, I want in.
I'm like a kid in a candy store when it comes to crazy beats.
Oh, wow. Big shout out to you. Let's talk about that track because that is a crazy beat. Who produced that track right there?
That track right there was produced by my boy, Pete Boogie. You know, I was in the studio with him. I recorded my first record, and then all of a sudden, you know, he liked my sound. He started playing a whole bunch of different beats. And that beat just, you know, it kind of just screamed out at me and my producer. And as soon as it came on, intro-wise, we just went crazy. And, like, when I went home, no lie, it took me about a good 20 minutes to write that record.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was crazy. It just came right to me, like.
Well, that's what true artistry is all about. The lyrics and the words and the music just come to you. Now, you was nominated on your for your first award when you got your first team. It was the mixtape of the year, you know, by the age of 19. Tell us about that.
Well, that was with a group I was with called Clockwork. That was basically introduction into, you know, doing the shows, you know, showing me the ropes as far as meeting new people, getting on stage, and doing my whole performance thing. It was crazy that I was even nominated. It was like I'd never been nominated for anything. I didn't even expect to be nominated. So when they nominated me, and it was an all female CD against all these male artists, it was a blessing. It definitely was a blessing. It felt really good.
Wow, so that is definitely a blessing, and you know, I'm glad that you received that, you know, and of course you put in a lot of hard work, so you deserve it. So, you know,
yeah.
Diva hat off to you for that, Queen. Hey now.
Yeah. Hey now.
Now, by the age of 19, you was going on your first tour to Atlanta, Georgia. Tell us about that tour in Atlanta. Like, how was that for you?
Oh man, that was the most amazing experience I ever had, because it's like where I'm from, they show me love, but it was just like a whole new air when I went out there. It's like they showed me so much love when I got on stage, when I came off stage. I got show after show from that one show that we did, and what's crazy was we were the youngest two females out there, me and my cousin.
Wow.
Yep. I had so much feedback. We had our material. They wanted, you know, they wanted to get them. They brought us lunch, everything. It was awesome. That was my first tour, first time. I feel like a real star. And from there, that's the reason why I grind so hard, because I want to do that all the time.
Of course, you definitely got to grind hard, and you got to enjoy what you're doing and keep it moving. Like you said, I'll put on the show, and all you haters watch. You're going to have some haters out there, you know, and that's why I love the track. It's a real upbeat track. It's a, you know, you could play that song anywhere, so I definitely love it. I love the fact that Future introduced me to it. And then your other two tracks that you have is You Fine and I'm a Problem, which we're going to showcase live right here on Frontline Fridays. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. We got Get It Girl Renee up in here. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. Let's go ahead and go to the call lines and get some love, because we got Guru up in this thing. Let's go ahead and open up Guru up in here. Mr. Brand
Yeah,
Manager,
Guru.
Mr. True Value is all up in this thing. Guru, can you hear us?
Yeah, I'm rocking with the most versatile hip-hop station in the world, Phenom Radio, Frontline Friday. Shout out to Kitty Girl Renee on the check-in. Frontline Friday is definitely
turn up, turn up.
Thing, you know, and I just want to say I appreciate, you know, true talent, and Renee is definitely a true talent, and I'll actually am proud to say that she's going to be part of, you know, DJ Lazy K's next two projects. You know, she's involved with, you know, her brand and her promotion, and Phenom Radio is supporting it, and my whole team is supporting it. So, you know, big ups to, you know, all the real DJs out there that's going to hear this record and really want to play it. So that's really what I'm about right now at this point, and submitting to some, you know, some hot radio stations. You know, we're all in the mix with the promo. You know, it's all on my site, so check the bio and my bio link in my site, you know. Get It Girl Renee, like, got a miniature EPK over there already, ladies and gentlemen. So if you're listening, you know, just go check it out. Her links are online, live, you know, the website is popping. Everything is looking great, man. I just want to say I'm proud to be a part of this. You already know.
I'm glad to have you, my man. Definitely.
Yeah. And her management is definitely on point. Her management is definitely on point. Let me just throw that out there.
Big shout out to Sean, man. He always told me that, definitely.
Shout out to Sean. I gotta shout him out. You know what I mean? And me and him been actually politicking on you cats out there. So y'all just need to get up. If y'all need features, I want to hear more of Renee. You know, just holler at me, you know, and we're gonna put it together. She want to rock us some dope beats, and we definitely going to break her into this New York market and, you know, take it worldwide on the global platform. Here we go.
You better.
Yeah.
That's definitely what's up. Big shout out for Guru for calling in and spreading love. Now, Renee, you have performed in many different places. You know, you performed in Delaware. You performed in Times Square. You was performed with Sheik Lukes and Mr. Cheeks, Massachusetts, everywhere. Where is the where's your favorite place, or what has been the best experience, or what state would you say that, you know, has been your best experience performing in?
I would have to say Times Square. That was just hands down the craziest time I had. And I believe that was my first time even being in New York. I went out there with my boy Baby Black, and it was a very different experience, because it was a lot of hardcore rappers, and again, I was like one of the only females that performed that night. And it was just, I'm not going to lie, I was a little intimidated at first until I got on stage, and just, I'm a completely different person when I get on stage, so once I'm up there, I can go in. But, you know, after, the love was crazy, and then after that, I got so much love from them, and I got so many different shows from them, and it was crazy. Like, my main thing is, I like to be around different talent. Like, anybody that knows me knows I like to be around somebody that I feel is more talented than me, so I can, I back up my game. But hands down, I would have to say Times Square was the best time that I had.
Man, Times Square is that. Big shout out to New York. Big shout out to everybody over there. Man, Times Square and performing in front of all those people and whatnot, it can be a little intimidating. But like you said, when you hit the stage, when I'm live on air, I'm a whole different person. It's like a high. Like when when it's showtime, when the lights hit, it's time to perform. And, you know, if you love it, and you love performing, and you love music, it's going to be like second nature to you. So I think we all go through that, you know, being a little bit intimidated, you know, especially in front of big crowds or around people who have more experience than us. But I think it's a learning curve. I love it.
It's my favorite drug. That's my drug of choice, my music. That's the highest I get.
That's what's up. Now, with every high, there's a low. What do you like least about being, you know, a female artist, just being a female hip-hop and R&B artist? Like, what is the least thing that you like about it, or being in the industry?
The least thing I like about being a female artist is being compared to the last female artist. Like, I don't like to be compared to this female artist or that female artist, because I think we all got our own talents. Our own thing about us that makes us different. Like, I hate to be compared to the next person. Like, that and the whole male dominancy, I can't stand that either. Like, they won't take me serious until I actually open my mouth and talk to them. First one chance, they think one-on-one game, try to talk to me. That's the only downside of being a female artist. But, you know, I've always been about my business, so like I said, as soon as I open my mouth, they understand exactly what it is.
And you see, that is how it is. They look at us and like, oh, she's so cute, and you know what she gonna do and such and such, and that's how people is. They judge off the surface, and it's not until you open your mouth or you know, show who you are, that they respect you. And especially all the work that you put in, and that a lot of us women put in, we put in work for the respect. You don't have to like me, but
exactly,
you don't respect me, and that's just bottom line.
Exactly.
One more question.
That's my main thing. As long as you respect me, we cool. If I feel disrespected, I'll tell you where to get off at, nice and simply. Like, I'm not gonna be too crazy to you unless you just ridiculous with it. But other than that, you know, I'll let you down kindly. Like, okay, I'm about my business. If it ain't business, then we don't need to talk. Especially if I came there on business, you know.
Yeah, big shout out to everybody that's going to be out there in New World tomorrow. A little scrappy Diva Spot Radio, Diva Ebony B will be in there. Definitely about her business. So y'all make sure y'all approach the Diva. The Diva will be approaching you. Big shout out to Sincere that just came through from Music Cast Records and Entertainment. Definitely cop some tickets for the Diva, so we definitely appreciate that. I got one more question, and then we're going to get into this track right here, You Fine, which I love. What are typical mistakes people make when trying to pursue this type of career? What do you think are some of the typical things that people make the mistake of when they're trying to get into the industry, into the music industry?
I think the... The typical fake that is made is they don't have knowledge of what they're doing. They just go into it like, okay, I got records and I'm hot. I'm going to go here. I'm going to go. Nah, it's definitely more to it than just talent. I learned that myself because I was one of them. But if you the first thing you want to do is have all the knowledge you can before you put yourself in any predicament in this music game. Because you will get, if you don't know nothing about it, people will try to snake you. People will try to sell you any old thing. People will try to take advantage. Just you know, have knowledge. That's just the bottom line thing.
Hey, but I'm on the radio putting the power of the industry in the independent hands. You got to educate yourself because you are very right about that. And not just artists, radio personalities, you know, everybody got to put the knowledge behind what you're doing because people will snake you. They will promise you something that they can't deliver. And when you, before, once you realize that they can't deliver, they gone and they gone with your money. So definitely invest very wisely, you know, do the background check. You can definitely get that with Phenomenal Radio. You know, our brand manager and promotion, Future Groove 100, Slate Stone. Big shout out to my Phenom family, Slate Stone, G-Mo, Slim the Phenomenon, DJ Froggy, DJ Trey Boogie, DJ Suede, everybody that's over there, Truth to Truth, Tay Black, big shout out to them. We definitely put in a lot of work, and that's why we do the Keeping It Camp, Keeping It Clean campaign, and we ask the artists that we work with and that we showcase and rock with, are you registered? Is your music registered? So, you know, that's one of the biggest questions out there that I find with a lot of artists are not registered. But
yep.
You the girl, Renee is.
And there are, registered and pop your in, so try if you want to.
let's introduce this track right here, Renee. You're fine. Introduce and let them know that they're hearing it right here on Frontline Fridays.
Alright, I want y'all to check out my new track, You Fine, Frontline Fridays, one of my favorite tracks, kind of flirtatious. Check it out.
Right after our introduction, we started sipping a little and flirting throughout discussion. And he's sexy cause he laid back. Got my mind racing, all these thoughts are being played back. Yeah, you got me going as in love, I wanna make that. Got a couple pieces of the cake, you wanna taste that? All I'm thinking about is being fresh. Let me stop it, I'm just playing, I know I'm a mess. I love your smile and I'm only trying to see you blush. Yeah, I'm something different and I'm favorite over all the rest. Texting, turn to sexting, phone boning, naked pictures of us flexing, got him craving, and he ain't even plugged yet, and you got me thinking, damn, I wanna flood that. For you, I got that voodoo. I'm really trying to do something to you. Next time I see you, I swear I'm doing something to you. Thoughts are screaming at me, but I swear it's like you heard me. Cause when you came around, it was crazy how you worked me. With no talking, straight up planting kisses. And you really had me going, savoring this delicious. I'm a freak. Get it gone, my little wishes. I'ma give it to you, cater to all of your freaky wishes. Ow. And from there, we was wrapped up. Fell in love when together we were acting.
Crush, now you mind, damn, you so fine, I can't get enough. I was never around, but I'm feeling you was fine. You was so fine when I seen the man. And suddenly I had a crush on you. What's going on, baby? It's the only new bag. I was never around.
You can talk about us, but you can't talk without us. Phenomenal Radio. It's Frontline Fridays with the Diva Ebony B. Powered by Phenomenal Radio.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Jasmine at Just Cutting Up. You are now tuned in live with Diva Ebony B on Phenomenal Radio. Come check me out at 5510 Orchard Street West in University Place to get your head whipped.
Squad up. We back in this thing. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. We got Giddy Girl Renee up in here. Make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. It's phenomenal, baby. Make sure y'all check in the chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva. Spot. Take about 2 seconds to build a profile. You can go ahead and comment in there and give some feedback to our guests. Also ask her questions. Oh, I love that song. It's just truly a crush song.
Yeah.
You got a crush?
I had a crush big time. Big time.
I think we all have had a crush. Big shout out to crushes, man. I'm definitely feeling that song. It's a sweet little song. Like,
Thank you.
I love it. R&B. So you're a double threat. Not only do you rap, but you do R&B. You know, tell me about that.
First I got to correct you. Sorry, but
okay.
I'm a triple threat. Now
right.
I say that because I make beats too. I do everything.
You are a producer. Yes, you are. You are a triple
threat.
So let's get that right.
I'm only saying that because men are so easy to say, so I got to throw it out there. I'm a female that is a triple threat. Watch out.
Watch out. Watch out now.
But like I said, I used to sing first. Like I used to just make beats and just sing. And then, like I said, I was introduced to the whole rapping thing around 13 years old. And I was like, I sound pretty good when I rap, so I started doing it. I kept doing it more and more, kept practicing, kept writing, and now it's like the other way around. Now I like to rap more than I sing, but I definitely still got those songs where I gotta put my voice on it.
All right, cool. If you wasn't making music, what would you be doing?
You said if I wasn't making music?
Yes, if you wasn't making music, what would you be doing? What would be your backup plan if music doesn't pan out for you how you want it to pan out?
If music doesn't pan out for me, then I'll be doing a whole nursing thing, the whole CNA thing. That'd be my backup thing right now.
Oh, big shout out to all the CNAs. I'm a registered CNA. All right.
I like to take care of people. That's my thing.
Oh, yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that. I like to take care of people, too, especially those who need to be taken care of.
Yeah. My heart is just ridiculously huge, so I did get into that.
All right, cool. Now, we're producing, and you produce beats, and you produce music. What is on this latest project that you got out, did you produce any music on there?
Yes, I've produced about, so far, 3 records up there.
Okay.
It's called He Say, She Say. One of them is called I'm On It, and another one is called Like Me, which you can go check out on ReverbNation.com/GettaGirlRenee. That song is up there. That song is one of the records that I did produce, and I'm in love with that song, too. It's kind of straightforward, kind of like it's like part 2 of Get It Girl Rock, I would say, something like that.
Oh, I love that. I definitely love a part 2 or a sequel or going into. You have been putting in a lot of hard work, and hard work pays off. Let's talk about some of the success you have received, you know, from the time that you have been doing music. What are some of the things that the good things that have happened to you in your music career thus far?
Well, for starters, I finally went in my distribution deal with Universal. That was a blessing. I'm working with more and more people as far as people reaching out to me, and I've been able to collab with so many different artists, so many different talents. Just It's an amazing feeling, man.
Is it another female artist that we that you have collab with that we should be looking out for and paying attention to?
Yeah, I've collab with one female artist. I've reached out to many more though, but you know that those I don't know whether it was their managers or what it was, but you know I haven't really heard back. It was just one female, T Honey. I've collab with her. She's pretty good. I like her.
Okay. Now, as far as now, we do have, you know, right now a handful of female artists out there, especially hip-hop female artists. And, you know, do you feel like with what you're bringing right now with your music, what type of lanes are you going to be opening for up-and-coming female artists in the music industry?
Basically, the way I see it, I want for females to be able to do, like, anything they want. Like, basically, I want them to have freedom as far as what they can put out. Let them know you don't have to come out talking about sex and all the rest of that. I mean, don't get me wrong, that does sell, but you could rap about more than that. You could be about more than that. And if you want to rap just like these men, act just like these men, then you can do it. That's basically what I've been trying to pursue as far as my records, because I don't want for guys to look at me or people to look me up and be like, oh, all she talk about is sex or all she talk about is high heels. Nah, I talk about life stuff. I talk about pretty much any life. You could tell me a story right now and I'll go home, lay down and think about what you told me, and I can make a song out of it. I want for females to have that freedom to do whatever they want as far as the artist. Don't let nobody limit you on what you can do and what you can't do, because I don't believe in that.
I definitely, you're right about that. Don't tell nobody what you can do and what you can't do, and don't let nobody stagnate you either. People will try to keep you up under their thumb. They don't really want to. A lot of people say, well, we love you, we want you to do better, but they don't really want you to do better, because when it's time for them to put in the work to help you, they ain't nowhere around and it's a limit. So you just got to keep pushing, do your thing, have a backup plan, because the ones that you think you can depend on, they're going to flake up on you, because they really don't want you to get no higher than them. So please be clear. Like, that's why I say, you know, make your own lane. Now, big shout out to yes. I mean, people will say, yeah, I want you to do better. I'm riding with you. We love Get It Girl Renee. We love Diva Ebony B. But when you really need them,
you sound like so many people.
Yeah. We love you, girl. You're the best. You're awesome.
That's so funny.
Listen, I'm more of a wait and see diva. You need to show me action. I mean, for real. I respect action. I respect people that make moves. I respect people that do what they say they going to do and do it 100%. Not just do it to benefit themselves. And that's how this industry is. People really rock with you to benefit themselves. You know, I really, you know, what I have to gain is my happiness, and that's how it's going to be. Let's go to the front lines and get some more love. Get It Girl Renee is live on the front line with Diva Ebony B, powered by Phenomenal Radio. Let's get some more love up in this thing. We got Jersey in the building, 862-438. You're now live on Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B and Get It Girl Renee. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, Ebony. It's Majid calling from East Orange, New Jersey.
Hey, Majid. Welcome to the show. Oh, we got, we see, when the queen comes, the king come out. Majid, that's a...
All right, all right, all right. Yeah!
Thank you for tuning in, Majig. I got my special guest live in the building with me, Get It Girl Renee. Go ahead and show her some love.
Yeah,
hey, how you doing, honey?
Finding yourself. As an up-and-coming artist, I just want to know, how is one what is your feelings about people that's purchasing bootleg CDs these days as opposed to purchasing the album to make the artist money? How do you feel about that?
Bootleg.
I'm sorry, say that one more time. I can't hear you. Phone's kind of breaking up.
So we should take people purchasing bootleg music because that's the only way artists make money, if somebody buys the real music instead of buying bootleg. I just want to know what your take on it.
No, honestly, you hit it right on the nose. The way I feel about that is, if you're a true fan and you want to support your artist, go buy the record. I mean, like you download it, by you downloading it for free and passing it on to your friends, you're not supporting that artist. You might be supporting them as far as listening to them, but that's not supporting the artist. They put in all this hard work, all this hard time. You could buy it 99 cents a piece, like each record, if you really want to support it. Like, you don't have to listen. If you're a fan and you support that artist, don't download it for free. Bye.
And that's kind of what I want the artist to get out there, because a lot of people, you know, we're always trying to get the hook up, as we say.
Yeah.
So I need more artists to really, you know, put that out there in the street, so that these new up-and-coming artists like yourself can, you know, can really, you know, expand in your careers.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Majid, for that question. You got another question?
That'll be all. I'll sit back and listen to the rest of the show, Edmund. And thank you, girl. Good luck in your career.
No doubt. Thank you.
Get it, girl, Renee. Renee, would you get your... I would get my own bootleggers. I ain't gonna front. I'm trying to get it all ways. You know, like, if my record was on, I'm gonna say the truth. Listen, and because I know they're gonna bootleg my joint, so I get my own bootleggers. I got a whole team, you know. I think Jay-Z and them did that. They put their own bootleggers out there, you know, in New York and Manhattan and downtown and over there in Marcy. I got my own bootleggers, but the money's still going into my pocket. Oh, that's how y'all get in my record? Well, I want that money too. Would you get
that? That's smart. I mean, if it's to that, then hey, you gotta do what you gotta do. Hustle's a hustle, but I don't even know what to say to that. Kind of caught me with that one.
Hit me up. I'll get you a bootlegger, girl. Don't even worry about it. Divas on the spot,
on the ground.
I got you.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah, Get It Girl Renee is a problem. We got this hot track right here. I'm a problem. Tell us about that before we get into it live.
I'm a problem. That is a stamp of exactly what I was talking about as far as females having the freedom to say and do whatever they want. Like, that right there is a record that I went in and I wrote, because it's like I see all these guys talking about what they got, what they can do, and I'm like, you do the same thing. In other words, I could do your job and probably do it better. So that's why I entitled it, I'm a Problem.
I hear that. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays, powered by Phenomenal Radio. If you listen to us live on www.feed9radio.com, go ahead and check out our Indie Spotlight and check out our Underground Railroad, and also click on the link that says Get Played and Get Paid. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. We're going to get into this hot track by Get It Girl Renee on Twitter, at Get It Girl Renee. I'm a Problem. Squad up.
Squad up.
I go on. Money, I'm a magnet. Money, I'm a magnet. All my giddy girls getting rock star waxed. Money, I'm a magnet. Money, I'm a magnet. All my giddy girls getting rock star waxed.
I love that money, ain't nothing better than me, and so I get it. Fuck me, look who's hating on me, because they see that I'm a beast and a mother problem. I'm a beast.
And I run it into my cat seat, I'm a boss. You play my position, I'm on my grinding. Hate me, envious, tell them to get in line and it's alone. Haters, I love them because it's true. Better haters, just a secretly loving you. When I blow them kisses, kid, I just go on about my business. But I can't stand it, that's always trying to mix it.
I love about that money.
In the street, taking it on, I ain't even out of chrome, I'm a thief, ain't no going harder than
at me. Yeah, I'm on a prayer. Let me just going down when I come around. Better learn how to bear. Taking over now. And I'ma be a boss of any cause. I'ma be the one to shut it down. Damn. I've been patiently waiting to take it. You hate it, but listen, I never lose focus. And I'ma go get it. I spit it, then rip it, then flip it, then say it. I hold it. I'm better than your baddest, baddest. And they see me and wanna blow all they missus' riches. Ain't no mistake it too. I mean, I'm sorry, yeah. All about that money, no sitting, I'd rather make a move. That money ain't nothing better than me, and so I get it. Got me but sisters hating on me because they see that I'm a bitch and a mother problem. I'm a bitch and a mother problem. All about that money.
Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, it's front line. Friday, front line. Friday, it's front line. Friday,
I'm the front line.
Friday,
I got this diva.
Friday,
you're an artist. Business, artist about to show business. Business that's artistic. Here we showcase the gifted. Come tune in and get lifted. Learn to hustle and flip it. Whether you're on a budget or riding around and getting it. Got promo at the wazoo. Call in, we'll spot you. All the artists on Fox, so you know that music hot too. We got you, can't knock it. Interviews to topic. Yeah, the haters won't block it, but a freight train could stop it. We on the spot, on the grind. 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 We on the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind.
Hey Ebony B, I got your diva. Hey Ebony
B,
I got your diva. Hey Ebony
B,
I got your diva. Hey Ebony
B,
I got your diva. Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line Friday. It's front line Friday.
Squad up, you already know what time it is. It's Front Line Fridays with Diva Ebony B. I just played that hot track by Giddy Girl Renee. I'm a problem. Make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521 and press the one button to be heard. Renee, you got a sick delivery, man.
Thank you. I want to add. My manager is just talking crap, but you know it is what it is. He said I sound a little cocky. I'm not trying to come off as cocky. I'm very confident in what I do, and sometimes as a female, you got to give it that extra oomph, you know?
It's not until we start rolling our nets and snapping our fingers that you take it serious. Because we can say, hey, you know, I'm a problem. Because, you know, I'm a problem. But no, we got to turn up and be like, yo, I'm a problem, baby. Let's go to the we got the call lines lighting up. Let's go to the front lines and get some more love. Of course, we want to get the feedback on the music. And you can ask my special guest, Giddy Girl Renee, live in the building. You can ask her questions. So call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521 and press the one button to be heard. Let's go over to Chi-Town 773. Denia is up in this piece. Oh, I got my sponsor in the building, Denia the Zorazines. What's going on, Denia?
What's going on, Divas? How are you?
Oh, I am feeling lovely. Giddy Girl Renee is here.
Hey mama. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Sorry, it's a little late. I'm getting ready for an event tomorrow. So I was like, oh, crap. I got to try calling and extra support my girl real quick.
Hello.
Oh man, I'm sitting real fly, Renee. I'm sitting real fly in my Denia Zor Designs jewelry. I got my door knockers custom made with my bracelet. Oh, I love her jewelry. I'm wearing it all year. It's just a beautiful situation here.
The pics
I love
look
it.
Gorgeous, Mama. I was like, oh my goodness.
Oh, thank you. There's more to come.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, Denia, the song is dope. Definitely. Much love, Tima.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Make sure you follow her on Twitter at Get A Girl Renee. That's at Get A Girl Renee. Of course, I'm going to play a triple play of her music in a little bit when we wrap up the interview so you guys can be able to get your enjoyment from listening to Get A Girl Renee. It's definitely hot music. I'm loving it. Renee, who are some of the people that you want to work with? Who's next that you looking at and say, you know what, I want to work with them, and I'm making it happen? You on the grind of working with them?
Well, right now I'm in a process, like Guru said, I'm about to work with Lazy K. I'm trying to push out the data. That's what I'm playing my dart next, man. I need Jada.
Yeah, Jada Kiss is a good look.
Yeah,
that'd be a problem. I wish I could do the last, but I don't have the rasp in my voice, so it'll kind of sound like a dog or a chihuahua or somewhat. So I'm not even kidding myself. See?
Jada, like Jada does that laugh wonderful. Like when you hear that, you know what time it is. Like that laugh is classic. Like on when I was back home in Jersey and getting mixed tapes, when you heard that, you knew it was official. Love Jada Kiss. Okay. Shout out to Gucci Kiss.
I play my darts towards Jada. I'm gonna get them. Y'all just look out. Y'all keep looking out. I guarantee y'all gonna see a record with me and Jada real soon.
Now you talked about getting people, people taking you serious. How do you get people to take you serious as a, you know, a hip-hop artist and as an R&B and also as a producer? What do you do to get people to take you serious?
Well, I mean, first and foremost, when I talk to somebody, I try to figure out where your head is at before I even, like, get to the point of meeting them, get to the point of actually starting a conversation with them. I try to pick them within the first 30 seconds of us talking. And if it's going to, if it sounds like you're really about your music or what you're talking about, what you're hitting me up for, then absolutely, I'm always willing to work with talent or producers or whatever. But as far as face-to-face, even if you get past that 30-second mark and then you try me, when I do talk to you, I'll cut the conversation short and I'll let my product speak for me.
Yeah. So let the product speak for itself. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's like obviously what I'm saying ain't getting to you. The whole reason we here is you want something to do with either this beat I made you or this song that you heard. So either way it go, I'm not going to go sideways on no conversation about my business. I definitely separate that from personal. Every single time.
Right.
I love that because as a female in the industry, you know, the conversation can go left field real fast. They start talking one thing, and yeah, real fast. It'll go talking one thing, and let's talk dollars, boo. Hit that PayPal. Here's my contract. Here's my agreement. Fill out this submission form. Anything else is uncivilized. We don't have anything else to talk about.
Exactly.
I'm here to work.
That's the beauty of having a manager because if I'm not feeling what they're saying, I mean, obviously, it's not getting across to you from me, so you know what? Contact my manager, and he'll be proud. Happy, more than happy to set up whatever you need.
Mhm. Just cut the dry. Just cut the BS right at the door, so you know I won't have to go through it. I don't really waste time. If people want to rock with Diva Ebony B, they want to get interviewed, they want to get promoted, they want paid spins, they want to get an event planner, they want to get a marketing strategist, you want to rock with my team, the first thing you need to do is fill out that submission form. The submission form is going to tell me everything because we don't really have time to waste. We're on the go, you know.
Okay.
And big shout out to Heyday Films at the Rillionaire. There's going to be a beat battle coming up. I got tickets all over the place up in the studio. Heyday Productions presents the Rillionaire's Beat Battle Part 2. And it's going to be on March the 28th. And
Diva Spot would definitely be up in there at the beat battle. I'm excited. I missed the first one because I was still pregnant at that time, but I ain't pregnant no more.
Well, see now, I'm a little disappointed because I didn't know none about no beat battle. I can hang with the big dog.
Hey, I know you can. Matter of fact, I'm going to get you his information so you can submit some beats because I'm pretty sure he's going to have a third one. And I think the grand prize this time is $500 for the grand prize for the beat battle. So I think that's definitely what it is. And if you want to be able to book Get a Girl Renee, hit her up on the email at www.getagirlreneetv@gmail.com. That's getagirlreneetv@gmail.com. Is that correct for collabos and beats, Renee?
Yes.
Right. Okay. So make sure y'all hit her up.
Or they can go to my website and contact me through Facebook, Twitter. Just go to getagirlrenee.com and connect with me on any of the social media networks and hit me up in any of those.
All right, now let's talk about, let's fast forward to the present. You know, what's next for Get a Girl Renee?
Well, right now, I'm actually in the process of working on my second and third album.
Nice.
It's called Everything I Know, so that right now, we're in the process of working on that, and then also in the process of getting this video together for the Get a Girl Rock single, so definitely look out for that.
Where you guys gonna film it at? Did you pick the location where you're gonna film it at for the Get a Girl Rock video?
Most likely it's gonna be in New York Times Square.
Oh.
We already have the treatment and everything ready, so it's gonna be some real epic, real. It's gonna be real formal. You'll see. Real kind of. It's real bossy. Real bossy.
Well, we definitely will be tuned in. I know Diva Ebony B will be tuned in for that to see that video and definitely rocks with it. And now,
we can actually go on YouTube right now and check out the lyric video, you know, learn the words, get familiar with the record if you don't know it. You know, it's on YouTube called Get a Girl Rock. Make sure y'all check that out. Or they can actually go to my website. So it's actually the first video on my website, too, so they can check it out there, too.
Now, you said you're a triple threat, but I think that you're a quadruple threat because you are also a current owner of your own record label alongside your CEO and your manager with Sean. Now,
yes,
hey, now, that's what
hey
I'm talking
now.
About, boss up. Boss up, I own mines, baby. That's, I love that.
Absolutely. You see, like, the thing about that is I've been at it for a nice amount of years, and I've been through groups, I've been through a lot, and I've been actually burned by one of the groups. I'm not going to say I wouldn't want to ruin anybody's reputation, but I signed contracts, and things didn't go the way it was, and I promised myself that the next contract or the next person that I'm under is going to be myself. So if a label wants me, they got to buy me for myself, but that's just where I'm at.
I think cutting the middleman is the best thing because the middleman somehow messes it up. You know, they'll say one thing and it's totally different. I like to be able to do it directly. Not only am I a client, I'm the president, as you would say. I'm the CEO of this thing. So congrats to you, Queen, and that's a real smart move that you did in starting your own label. And, you know, and big shout-out to all my Facebook fam. I see y'all, Majid, Zanaya, Gutter Grease, Mike Ice, PC Muhammad, Corey Nichols, Rashawn Banks, Mark Majestic. I see y'all, all my Twitter fam. Big shout out to all my Twitter family. I love y'all. I mean, y'all make it so easy to have fun doing what I'm doing. Like, who would think that I would have this much fun or that you can't have this much fun? And that comes to my last question. Renee, how do you continue to have fun with all of your responsibilities as an artist, as a producer, as the CEO of your own label? How do you balance that and still be able to have fun with your career, with everything that goes on? And big shout out to Genius too.
Well, the thing about it is me being the owner of my own business, it comes with fun. Like I get to go to clubs whenever I want to. I get to perform. I get to meet new people. I get to do everything that I normally do. like, I get to go record at the studio. Like, that's my hobby. That's stuff that makes me happy anyway. So it's like a win-win. I have fun all the way around.
That's what's up. Renee, you got any shout-outs you want to give before we get into this triple play of your music?
Yeah, like I said, I want to shout out my main man, my right hand, my rib, Sean. I want to shout out my fam, my Facebook fam, my Twitter fam. Shout out to CC, the whole Waterbury, the whole Connecticut. You know, shout out to my Wake Up Now fam, too. You know that? I'm on that, too. Yeah, I'm a hustler.
Hey. Renee, you're welcome to come back. No problem. Renee, you're welcome to come back to the front line.
And shout
anytime.
Out to you and Google, too, for having me on the show and definitely showing me mad love. I definitely appreciate that. It means a lot to me.
Oh, of course, man. You're welcome to come back to the front line anytime you like. You just got to pour your own Kool-Aid the next time. You dig?
I hear that. I like it red.
I like a mix. I like the grape and red together. I'm a mix type of diva. Mix it up. We about to get into a triple play right here by Get It Girl Renee. Y'all make sure y'all follow her on Twitter at www.twitter.com/Get It Girl Renee. Hit her up on Facebook, friend her on Facebook at Get It Girl Renee, and make sure you go to her website, www.getitgirlrenee.com. Again, that's www.getitgirlrenee.com. Let's get into this triple play right here, and I'm going to be back with the Educate and Regulate session. It's your girl Diva Ebony B, and it's Frontline Friday. Squad up, baby.
Right after our introduction, we started sipping a little and flirting throughout discussion. And he's sexy cause he laid back. Got my mind racing, all these thoughts are being played back. Yeah, you got me going as in love, I wanna make that. Got a couple pieces of the cake, you wanna taste that? All I'm thinking about is being fresh. Let me stop it, I'm just playing, I know I'm a mess. I love your smile and I'm only trying to see you blush. Yeah, I'm something different and I'm savor over all the rest. Got him craving, and he ain't even plugged yet. And you got me thinking, damn, I wanna flood that.
writer, my style is very official. First lady, a million dollar baby with potential. Yeah, I'm ready to kill him, I got that military flow. Mouth cannon obliteration, as everybody knows. Clap, get him, cause I'm round up. Coming from the ground up, taking over now. What? Who ready to go? I swear to God, I'm on that Mason. Give me or I'll take it. Approaching with that fake, 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 dying around. Huh. Word up to my mother, ain't no other, I'm the baddest. Put me on that track, I don't just kill it, boy, I thrash it. Yo, I run her up, and I'm a general assassin. Hate me, but you love me, cause I am the total package. Easy, believe me, I got what the game has been missing. I'm pulling in my way and regulating the competition on you. It's counterfeit, fake, and I acknowledge it. Time to put them back into the cages they got out of
put on a show. I know you haters watch, but what waving at you haters on my get it girl rock. Many just hating cause they always flock. I'ma gon' get it girl, okay I got this. I put on a show, I know you haters watch, but what waving at you haters on my get it girl rock. Many just hating cause they always flock. I'ma gon' get it girl, okay I got this. Easy. Yeah, now I got something for you haters. The hatred creates a buzz and the buzz is giving me paper. And with that paper I confiscate from you haters. I spin it up on my sound, now I'm wavier than the Jacob. Follow me, that mean you hate me, but I love you, cuz I already grabbed, you just giving me a bigger buzz. I'm what it is and what it was at the same time. Love the way you hate me, I'm constantly on your damn mind. Can't get enough of me, hate me but never touching me. You never fill my shoes, could never fit in my double D. So mommy please, we all see who you tryna be. My protege, but never could be a mini me. So it's best that none of y'all go against, cause I'm ripping, ripping everything in sight, fall in. Treat me like a job, play sick and call in. Cause I think of you, whoever, you call me a queen. I put on a show, I know you haters watch, but what waving at you haters on my get it girl rock. Many just hating cause they always flock. I'ma gon' get it girl, okay I got this. Put on a show, I know you haters watch, but what waving at you haters on my get it girl rock. Many is hating cause they is always flock. I'ma gon' get it girl, okay I got this. Easy.
I'ma get it, girl, getting rockstar wife. Money, I'ma make it. Money, I'ma make it. I'ma get it, girl, getting rockstar wife.
But that money ain't nothing better than me, and so I get it. Bought me the Gucci, hating on me because they see that I'm a beast, animal, the problem. I'm a beast, animal, the problem. All about that money.
And I run it into my cat seat, I'm a boss. You play my position, I'm on my grind and grinding. Hate me, envious, tell them to get in line and it's a long one. Haters, I love them because it's true. That it haters just a secretly loving you. When I blow them kisses, kid, I just go on about my business. But I can't stand it, that's always trying to mix it.
But that money ain't nothing better than me, so I get it. Got me but the script hating on me because they see that I'm
in the street, taking it on, I ain't even out of crumb, I'm a thief, ain't no going harder than me, yeah, I'm on a prowl, that means it's going down, when I come around, better learn how to bow, taking over now, and I'ma be a boss, over any cost, I'ma be the one to shut it down, yeah, I've been patiently waiting to take it, you hate it, but listen, I never lose focus, and I'ma go get it, I spit it, then rip it, then flip it, then say it, I hold it, I mean, I'm better than your baddest, been. They see me and wanna blow all they missus riches, and I'ma take it too, I mean, I'm sorry, yeah, all about that money.
Because they see that I'm a bitch and a mother problem.
That was your girl, Get It Girl, Renee, right there with I'm a Beast and a Problem. Oh, man, I love that song, I'm a Problem, right there. That was just a triple play right there with her. We got Get It Girl Renee still up in here. Y'all make sure y'all follow her on Twitter, at Get It Girl Renee. That's at Get It Girl Renee. Get It Girl. Every time I hear this, hold on, I got to play that. I got to get that back. When I hear this, it does something to me, PK. It's about to go down. Even if you in a Honda Accord, you pulling up to the light like you in a Navi, baby. I swear to God. Oh my God, Get It Girl Renee, you did such a good job. We about to get into the educate and regulate session, and I know y'all gonna love this. And Renee, you welcome to stay, baby. We do the educate and regulate session where we empower our people and educate our people and everybody that's tuning in live to Frontline Fridays. As Carly, come on, baby, let's go.
It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva, Ebony B. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva, Ebony B. Hey queen, won't you do something? On the front line, Diva, Ebony B. Hey queen, what you do from? On the front line with Diva, Ebony B.
Come on. Yeah. Big shout out to S. Carly for that hot drop right there. And also, I want to give a big shout out to Slim. It's his birthday today. Slim got that hot track iPhone ringing. It's his birthday today. So, Slim, happy birthday, baby, and happy birthday to everybody that's having a birthday today or either this day birthday weekend. It's Pisces season, so big shout out to all the Pisces. I was reading Black Entertainment Magazine, and I like to read them because I've always learned something educational. And when I seen this topic, which it says, Women of Power Preparing Young Girls for STEM Careers, Symposium tackles the issue of increasing the numbers of black women in science, technology, engineering, and math-related industries. So Women in Power are preparing these young girls to become STEM or engineers. How do we bring more young women into a field of STEM and keep them there? Was the main issue addressed? And you guys can go to www.blackenterprise.com. Again, that's www.blackenterprise.com and click on news. And the report goes to say, and it's by Carolyn M. Brown, it goes to say, how do we bring more women into the field of STEM and keep them there was the main issue addressed in the Women of Power session, Educate Our Daughters, Preparing Females. Students to become the 21st century leaders on the panel was Kimberly Bryant, founder and executive director of Black Girls Code, Beverly Daniel Taubman, the president of Spelman College, Sandra Finley, president and CEO of Lead of Black Women, and Ella Edmondson Bell, founder of the president of Accent. The moderator was Susan Welsh, deputy director, post secretary of success, and Bill and Melinda Gates, founder of which hosted the event. Now, the disheartening fact is that African American women only make up 2% of engineering. engineers. Yet there are a number of career opportunities that young women need to take advantage of in the male-dominated field. The panel of businesses and throughout leaders noted that STEM, meaning science, technology, energy, engineering, and math, again, STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and math, education is not just about producing science geeks. Just look at the CEO roster of corporate America, meaning a significant number of C-suite executives at major corporations study STEM. One example cited was Rosalind Brewer, CEO of Sam's Club, who was a STEM student and became the first woman and the first African-American woman to hold a chief executive position at one of the Walmart Stores Incorporated businesses unit. She earned a bachelor's degree in chemistry from Spelman. Roughly one-third of students of color express an interest in STEM, and then they are discouraged, says Tautum. They may be where they can be. I mean, that they must be where they can be to be successful. Why is there so much success at Spelman College with STEM? It is because of the sisterhood and is built on support. Mothers have to be more curious about encouraging their daughters to step into STEM paths, even if they may not know the way, says Finley. We have to get little girls excited about taking things apart and putting them back together again, says Belle. Why buy the toys that little girls play with? Both Finley and Edison Bell agree on switching up toys. Don't buy Barbie dolls. Buy Lego building blocks for your daughters. Allow them. Also, they noted it is crucial to expose girls to science camps and museums. I believe that. Encouragement and congratulations from family, friends, and teachers go a long way, but at the same time, it is important for young women to learn how to be motivated by both negative and positive circumstances. I believe that, says Brian. Let your haters be your motivators. Hey, now, Brian adds that self-confidence in our girls is a key to their success and not feeling intimidated when they are the only black girl in the room. The panelists stressed the need for professional women to help by serving as mentors and as sponsors, lifting the next generation of young women. I have your. I can get that at www.blackenterprise.com. Again, that's www.blackenterprise.com. I'm so glad that I read this article. I got to give them this because this article was powerful.
All right, all right, all right.
I mean, I have a daughter. I love my daughter. I'm so proud of my daughter. I've seen her in so many different lights, you know, in careers and anything that she want to do. I'm going to support her to the full degree. But I would love to definitely see my daughter take advantage of science and technology and math. I think that's a good look. And thank you, Laura, for blessing this on my heart. Again, if you guys want to get the story, Women of Power, Preparing Young Girls for STEM Careers, standing for science, technology, engineering, and math. Go to www.blackenterprise.com. Again, that's www.blackenterprise.com. I'm going to go to the call lines. If you guys want to give your feedback on the Educate and Regulate session, all you got to do is just press the one button. So I'm going to go over to Denaya because Denaya does a lot of things, and then I'm going to go to Guru too. But Denaya does a lot of things with the youth and with the young girls. Denaya, what do you think about African-American women and just women only making up 2% of the engineer field, and it's such a wide open field to take advantage of? Hold on, I'm going to see if I can get Denaya there. Denaya, if you got me on mute, baby, you got to take me off. All right, let's go to another caller. We'll get back to Denaya. 618-741, you're now live on Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B. We just got into the Educate and Regulate session. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yo, what up, Diva? It's Grease calling up out of the St. Louis area.
Grease, what's going on, baby? Welcome to the show. St. Louis in the house.
What's going on?
All right, you already know what time it is. I just got into this Educate and Regulate session, and it was saying how you know, a disheartening fact of African-American women make up 2% of engineers. And the woman's power, woman of power is preparing our young girls for the STEM careers, which is a STEM career is short from science, technology, engineering, and math. I think it would be great to encourage more of our young little queens to become engineers.
Most definitely. I think that's great. I mean, it's pretty much no different from encouraging our young black men that they can do other things besides play sports and be productive. So definitely. I mean, I think one of the most beautiful things is just seeing a queen out there, you know, grinding and you know what I'm saying, beating the odds and the stereotypes of society today. So yeah, I think that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, they said don't buy your daughters Barbie dolls. Buy them Lego blocks. I'm
right.
Gonna go get Queen some blocks tomorrow. I might run
right.
to Walmart and on the late night and get her some blocks just because. Let's bring Guru in this thing and see if you want to get some feedback. Guru, you want to get some feedback on this Educate and Regulate session before we go to the 909?
Oh yeah, that was the bomb. I like that article actually, because it gives, like, if you see people that are inspired, that's what it takes to start helping people. You have to see something in someone, and then you become inspired. Those are great stories of people, like, coming together to help, like a greater cause. Like, those are particularly, with the girls, it's like, you think about Spelman College, and you think about that's where it's actually at. If you want to look to see if those are a market that's inspiring, those are young, educated, professional young ladies actually with great, powerful positions in major corporations. So that's the nucleus of where it's at with those major corporations out there. But it's just like something to, like, you when you look to see something inspiring and you become inspired, there's so many ways that it can go, like, standing out as being the only black person. So if you're standing out being the only black person, you've got to become bold at some point. You can't be shy about it, and you cannot withdraw. You have to, you know, actually stand out and be bold with it. Like, that's the part that really is really going to help touch other people, too, because that, when you become bold, you able to help more people. You become... like the advocate for people, like the advocate part is like how I'm, like, they're advocating for the younger smart kids, and that's great. Like the science, technology, engineering, and math is really just, you shouldn't be intimidated. You have to, if you limit yourself, that's when the hate and stuff, like hate girls hate other girls, stuff like that. Like, that's how that happens, because they're limited, and then the people that are smart, they have a focus on, you know, a greater purpose. Like, it's crazy to focus on your greater purpose. Man, so thank you for the show. And it's like, I enjoyed it. And thank you for supporting Renee. And I really enjoyed the whole evening with Frontline Fridays, man. It's like a bomb. It's like a bomb right now. So your guests are, like, incredibly, like, you know, supportive, loyal. So shout out to Frontline Friday, Viva FMB, Phenom Radio, and my whole team, man. Like, I'm really, really gassed up about tonight, man. Thank you, everything.
No problem, Guru. We definitely appreciate that and giving that feedback. Let's go to the 909 and get some love, too. 909-358. This is Jay Real. The Real is up in here. Jay Real.
Yes, it is. Even Hotep Queen. Hotep. What's going on, Guru? Hotep King.
Open up, Guru. There you go.
What's happening? What's going on, man? Okay. Hotep, I'm sorry I got this thing a little late, man. But I definitely did catch the end of the Educate Regulate session. And it's a phenomenal thing. And, you know me, I always look at things from a historical standpoint. And for it only to be 2%, it's really strange. I mean, there's other things to define the reason why it's only 2%. And that's another discussion. But at the same time, when we look at it from a historic point of view, the ancient queens from the Kushite era and the Kemetan era, misnomer now Egypt and or Ethiopia, were the first architects, the first chemistress, were the first astrologers, were the first mathematician. These are African women who, if not, were the first, inspired the first architect to build the great monuments in honor of our queens, because, you know, that's what we did before we built pyramids and before we built certain things that are still standing today. We built things in honor of our queen, our queen mothers. And it's amazing that after all this time and after all this distortion and all this illusion, we are still achieving these heights without even knowing what we've already done it. And it's a beautiful thing to see our queens starting to resurface the knowledge from the ancients that lie dormant within them. It's in all of our queens. So I'm in very much agreement of changing up. We still have to teach our girls to be ladies, to be women, to be queens. That's a natural thing that a woman is going to do for their daughter, but we also have to awaken that dormant ancestry that's within them so they can understand that when they look at certain things, no, that's not a boy thing. It's not a girl thing. You know, it's a human thing. It's a progression thing, and you hold the keys to move us forward. So we need to all encourage that, and like the brother said, we need to also encourage our young men to start picking up these blocks and, you know, stop letting them buy the toy guns from the ice cream truck and, you know, stop promoting certain aspects of violence. It may look harmless because it's a child's toy.
Wait a minute, what ice cream truck selling toy guns? Let me know that ice cream man.
The ice cream trucks that sell the cap guns with the orange tips, you know, the multicolored guns, orange guns, green guns, you know, a gun is a gun, no matter what aspect. And when you let a child...
Not to shut your ice cream man down if they sell it. I done seen some ice cream mans around here. Well, some... I ain't seen a good humor truck. But if I catch one of them selling the cap gun out the truck, I'll be like, where your merchandise? We got to shut that down.
Stop your local ice cream man. I'm pretty sure he has the small snub nose 38 with the orange tip on it with the caps you can buy right on the side. I mean, y'all
exactly
familiar with it. We used to play with them.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I took a little play with that one time because he popped it in my ear. I sure did.
Get too far off the original subject, but definitely... Definitely applauding the sisters in every aspect, because originally and historically you created all of these factions of science and motivated these men who created these factions of science and aspects of astrology and mathematics. So it's very important that we put that in our daughters, because we have to understand it started with them, it will end with them. So we definitely need to propagate that within our communities, especially to our women, because they hold so much in value to us as a race, especially us people of color, period. Our women hold so much responsibility and so much much plight in our communities. Like I explained before, the women can either make us live long or they can kill us faster by what they feed us, just by what our spouses, our women, our girlfriends feed us. You know, they can extend our life by 20 years, or they can shorten it by 20 years, and that's power. And when we put that in the academic arena, and we allow our women to excel the way they excel in other arenas in the academic arena, then we'll be coming up with new inventions, new things that the world has never. You think the cell phone and the flat screen TV and the iPhone is something. Allow more black women to get a hold of some of these things and put what they have physically and spiritually and mentally into it, we'll be looking at a whole new age of technology, a whole
and
new
think,
age of go ahead.
And I think,
I'm sorry.
No, I think, no, that's fine. I think that's something that we definitely should encourage. And I want to give the panel names again, you know, so we can be familiar with these women and what the, what they're doing and their program. So it says students to become 21st century leaders. On the panel was Kimberly Bryan, which is the founder and executive director of Black Girls Code. That's one. We got Beverly Daniel Tatum, which is the president of Spelman College. Sandra Finley, which is the president and CEO of League of Black Women. And Alice Edmondson Bell, which is the founder and president of Accent. So we definitely want to pay attention to these women and to these programs, especially with preparing our young girls coming up. And as far as with science, I love science. I always love science. We had made a volcano one time from scratch. Me, my son, and my little niece, we had made a volcano. It was the best thing. I'm always into science. I love how things work. When I was younger, I broke things down. I broke down the TV, my radios, and everything. So I love to see how things work because I'm a visual learner, and I like to use my hands. So, yes, I definitely encourage her. And big shout-out to the Girls Talk at the Boys and Girls Club. Excuse me, at the Y. No, it's at the Boys and Girls Club. I'll be doing some motivational speaking with them next Thursday, as well as I'll be going to Puyallup and doing some motivational speakers with Girls on the Rise. And this is something that I'm definitely going to bring up, the STEM program, which is STEM stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math. Education is not just about producing science geeks. Just look at the CEOs of corporate America, meaning a significant number of C-suite executives at major corporations study STEM. You know, one of the examples cited Rosalind Bury, which is the CEO of Sam's Club, with a STEM student and became the first woman and first African-American to hold a chief executive position at a Walmart Stores Incorporated. I love it. I love it. Big shout out to you guys. Let's go ahead and take a music break because, of course, I got more hot music. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays each and every Friday, 7 p.m. on the West and 10 p.m. on the East. We do have promotional packages available, so if you're looking to be interviewed, showcased, and promoted and paid spins on Frontline Fridays and get on that indie spotlight on Phenomenal Radio, all you got to do is hit me up on Twitter at Diva Ebony B or hit Future Guru 100 up at Future Guru 100, or you can hit me directly 908-296-5739. Again, that's 908-296-5739. And if you're ready to get showcased and promoted right now, we are placing the link in the chat room. So you got to go to www.blogtalkradio.com/divaspot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/divaspot and fill out the submission form and we will get you started. Let's get into some Juma Black. We're going to come back with some J Bling and we're going to come back with some Slay Stone music. Of course, we got a new hot track from, I'm not even going to tell y'all. Y'all going to have to wait on it. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Let's go, squad up.
It's Frontline Fridays with the Diva Ebony B. Powered by Phenomenal Radio.
You're now tuned in to Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B. We're about to jump into some new music by me, Juma Black. Squad up.
Oh yeah, 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 oh yeah. Position on the competition. Oh yeah. 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 I forgot to mention to the opposition. Oh yeah. Riding round
town behind limousine tents. Smell me from a block away. Staying fresh and staying clean, the only option. If you ain't talking paper, what you talking? And little mama with me, yeah, she bad, huh? And once we pass, you wishing that you had, huh? Seen that ass that you almost had to grab, huh? What you really wanna do is go and smash, huh? What I really wanna say to all these haters that's been hating it, I've used it as fuel and motivation. I'm popping up for interviews at these radio stations. Your boys stay cool, calm, poised, and patient. Never got distracted by the noise they making. I've only enjoyed the roller coaster ride I'm taking. And look, I ain't even inked up. It's your boy making noise with a clean cut. And
oh yeah, 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 oh yeah. I forgot to mention to the opposition on the competition. Oh yeah, 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 oh yeah. I forgot to mention to the position on the competition.
It don't surprise me that these milli vanillies don't really feel me, cause the flow is too filthy and real. Recognize real. No sleep, straight grind, addicted to making currency. Trying to make tenfold of what I'm making currently. Walk around smelling like a pound of that good cook. And every night I could drown in some good cook. See, I don't need a squad, I ride solo. Why I ain't gotta speak? I got mojo. I'm a cocky little bastard. Catch me at the bar, get some plaster. Hunt in the parking lot, popping at a hot bra. But if she ain't doing school, then she better have a job. Product of my environment, I suppose. What I'm smoking on got him thinking my eyes closed. And look, I ain't even inked up. Get your boy making noise with a clean cut.
Oh yeah, 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 oh yeah. Position on the competition. Oh yeah, 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 oh yeah. I forgot to mention to the position on the competition. Oh yeah.
So I come up right in the hood. Natural instinct is to fight. Going for what you want, never saying you might. And had your coming at you, think twice. Hold it down, love them good, yeah, I'm official. Shoes in the air, sitting on them, no tissue. Been through the struggle, so I deserve what's issue. No chilling back, just straight on my bristle. I've been through some, so I'm scarred and branded. Seen some, so I'm traumatized, damaged. Learn to live my life and make it the habit. I'm steady winning, see why you can't stand it. I don't worry what they say, I just do me. If it don't apply, let it fly, let it be. Always coming in direct, never directly. That's why the whack shit they saying don't affect me.
Come on, let's get it. Survival or the fittest. You like this, know you f***ing with it. Ladies, get up out the seat, get to the next drinking. Fellas, rotate, snap back and rock with it. Come on, let's get it. Survival or the fittest. You like this, know you f***ing with it. Ladies, get up out the seat, get to the next drinking. Fellas, rotate, snap back and rock with it.
Been through a lot, man, that's an understatement. Thumbs just trying to figure how the fuck I made it. People say I should have some regrets, but nah, I ain't come across that yet. Barely making it, don't knock the struggle though. Long as they not trying to trouble. Made some wrong decisions, but I never questioned. I know it's part of the plan, learning my lesson. Being feisty and talking reckless. Real recognize it, so it's respected. Keeping it 100 and never lessened. Cutting all my losses, counting my blessings. Long as it's real, understand what I'm saying. Faking all day, hating. I'm
the best at it. Ain't no debating. No. And if I say I'm winning, that means they hating. Hey, come on, let's get it. Survival of the fittest. Woo. You like this? Know you with it. Yeah. Ladies, get up out the seat, get to next drinking. Right. Fellas, rotate and snap back and rock with it. Come on, let's get it. Survival of the fittest. You like this? Know you with it. Yeah. Ladies, get up out the seat, get to next drinking. Right. Fellas, rotate and snap back and rock with it.
Yo, boy, fresh. Usually how I'm dressed. Gold plates over Giuseppe's. I mean, I step in it. And it's like all eyes on me. In a group of Latin girls, all five on me. Keep the etiquette, the bezel is bright. See me relish it. Stunting on them haters, want me speak them in the relevance. The elephant is in the room, yeah, you can smell it. Taking over Zoom, don't you question my intelligence. Grown folk business here, we don't need your meddling. The metal is right aside, squeeze, leave your levels in. You don't wanna take it there, getting paper here. West Philly rider better know that I'm a staple there. Consequently, I used to play with them Legos there. That mean them blocks, brought my business in my guap. About to drop visions of Grand Jaws, set up for rock. Sober on iTunes, you downloaded a cop.
Come on, let's get it. Survival of the fittest. You like this? Know you f***ing with it. Ladies, get up out the seat, get to next drinking. Fellas, rotate and snap back and rock with it. Come on, let's get it. Survival of the fittest. You like this? Know you f***ing with it. Ladies, get up out the seat, get to next drinking. Fellas, rotate and snap back and rock with it.
Because I'm happy.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay
on Frontline Friday,
where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
Squad up. It's your girl Diva Ebony B, and I just hit y'all with the triple play, baby. I hit y'all with some Juma Black with Oh Yeah. Make sure y'all follow him and hit him up on Twitter at Juma Black, J-U-M-A-B-L-A-Q Black. And also, I just hit y'all with the second one was J Bling. Hit her up at Miss J Bling on Twitter with S-O-F. And I just hit y'all with that Pharrell track, Happy. I love that song. Oh, it's just a bomb. Greens, what you think about the Happy song, man? Tell me, do you like it? Do you like the Happy song? Greens, I think you on mute, baby. If you there. I love the Happy song. It's one of my favorite songs. It's now has become literally my intro song for everything. So, you know, if y'all see it always on Facebook and if you see me playing it all the time because I'm happy. We hit y'all with the Educate and Regulate session. Now we got to feed the spirit. We got to take y'all to church, okay? It's all about taking it to church. And I'm talking about on a spiritual situation. I'm not talking about on a religious part of it. I'm just talking about on the spiritual. And I've been studying about in my Women's Color Devotional Bible, we've been studying all week about faith. It's been all about faith, and we had a powerful conference call today with the Let It Go Women's Ministry on the conference call today that airs, that's live 12 p.m. On the West, 12, 1, 2, 3, and 3 p.m. on the East, each and every Monday through Friday at 12 p.m. So, yeah. It was such a powerful call, and this is such a powerful word, and having faith is very important. So we'll go ahead and take him to church. Kale, come on here. Kale Dreams, come on here and take us to church, baby.
Still preaching and I'm still hungover, still drunk from a Saturday night. But I just wanna trade it all for a chance to make it in the heaven gates. Cause they say I'm living wrong, well shit won't change. I got bad ways, but I'm asking you God, please take them away. Far away from here, I misbehave. This lifetime hurts, but I'ma make this work. So I'ma take them to church.
Take them to church, man. Let's get into it. The word is coming forth today from... Scripture is coming from Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. Again, that's Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. And it goes to say, be confident in this very thing, that he have be confident in this very thing, that he which have begun a good work in you will perform it into the days of Jesus Christ. Again, that says, be confident of this very thing, that he which have begun a good work in you will perform it to the day of Jesus Christ. God performed a good work in us, and he put a good work in us, and he's going to perform it into the day of Jesus Christ. Faith is the most important thing that we have, guys. We got to be conquerors in faith. Meaning that when things is not looking right and things is not going right and you're uncomfortable, you're feeling some type of way, your situation is not looking too good, or you in fear, be a conqueror in faith. And one thing that I wanted to say, in the fall of 1998, an entire year after I completed a manuscript for my first novel, I was ready to get back to publish my book. But I was plagued with health problems and a full plate at work. So on Sunday, November the 8th, I left my concerns at the altar, and I prayed for direction. You know, I had to ask for the direction. So So when I read my email the next day, there was a message from my friend Mark. Mark and his family had been in a praise and worship service while I was praying, and God gave him these words, and it said, "He who give you a good work will be faithful to complete it." That was the answer to my prayer. Meaning that no matter what you're going through and no matter what you plagued with, God is here for us. Is there a journey or a cause or a project you feel compelled to undertake? You know, do you find yourself wondering when you will find the time to start something or let alone finish a project? Is it bigger than anything you ever tried to before? You guys, just remember who begun a good work in you, and you will complete it. These words of Philippians chapter 6, chapter 1, verse 6, have become my source of my strength. It's plenty of things I have started, you know, and it's a couple of new things that I have started, but I know God performed a good work in me, so he is going to complete it until the very end, and I believe that without a shadow of doubt. So yes, we want to make sure that, you know, we are walking in faith. We got to walk in faith. It's so important. Now that I done gave y'all that word, I want to give y'all an application, a way to apply it. Have you started a project that you are finding difficult to complete? I want you to reflect on the past year. Does this unfinished business just plague you? You know, what is keeping you from completing it? Don't let your fear stand in your way, you guys. Remember that God has blessed you with your talents and your skills and your experience, and he will complete the good work he begun in you. Don't worry about what you haven't completed yet. It's going to be done. Don't worry about what you have yet. It's going to be done. God is already in the front of us, in the front highway, in front of the world, and he is moving out the traffic and the things that's going to be in our way and placing things in front of us so we can be able to have a smooth journey. Because we already have been on a bumpy road called experience, called life. We already ran into some detours, some potholes. You know, even getting pulled over and arrested. When we was innocent, we didn't even do nothing. Some things in our life has arrested us and held us in bondage. But you can't keep us locked up for long, baby. We always got a release date, and God is the author and the finisher of all of our books. So you remember that. I'm going to pray this thing out before I go into another music break, and we coming to the end of the show. Dear Father, creator of all things, thank you for the blessings of my gifts and my talents, Lord. I desire to use them to uplift your kingdom, uplift the people. But sometimes the demands of my life make me weary, and I wonder if I can run the next mile, Lord. Strengthen me and help me to take the next step. I know that you have blessed me with these talents, not just for me, but to share them with others. Lord, remind me that you finish what you start and that you will complete a good work you have begun in me. In Jesus' name, I pray right here on Frontline Fridays, powered by Phenomenal Radio.
All right, all right, all right. Yeah.
One more music break before we get out of here. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Press the one button to be heard. Also, jump in the chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/divaspot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/divaspot. Follow me on Twitter at Diva Ebony B and friend me on Facebook at Diva Mary K. I'm going to get into some Robin Thicke featuring T.I. Blurred Lines. Let's go.
Everybody get up.
Minutes left in the show.
Try to mess with you, but you're in an emotion. Baby, it's in your nature. Just let me live with you. You don't need no paper. That man is not your maker. And that's why I'm a maker.
me. You gonna play good girl after the first.
Whatever. I just thought about what I just did just now.
Lord, keep working on me. Keep working on me. I gotta find a more appropriate song. Oh, yes, I am. I had a talk with the Mormons and I told them, I said, I can't.
can't believe it. Oh, I can't believe it. Now it's 12 on the dime. I'm still dreaming about me and you at the spot. All we need is a blanket and a cot, a couple of bottles popping, a little romantic music as a cherry on top. I want this to last forever. There's no way this could get better. Something about the way your lips begin to sway when I begin to play a piece to serenade you, baby. Oh, baby. Hold up for a second, just give me a minute. Let me pinch myself and make sure I am really feeling this feeling. I'm feeling this feeling. I'm feeling. I can't believe it. Am I dreaming? I can't believe it. Am I dreaming? No, I can't
Fridays with the Diva Ebony B. Powered by Phenomenal Radio.
That was a hot track right there, Dreaming by Chase featuring Kayla, produced by Chase. Definitely call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, mind diva. Ooh, I'm going to go to the call lines and get some more love before we get up out of here. Let's go to New York, 347-659. You're now live on the front line with Diva. Holla at me. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What up? It's Money Mo, man. Southside Banger, Diva. What's popping?
Oh, my God. This man was supposed to be my husband, hey baby. Money Mo, what's going on?
You
called
me Money Mo, you know, they ain't hear me on the air in a minute, you know what I'm saying? Southside Banging, New York, Southside, we out here, you know what I mean? I'm going to let y'all know what's going on. I'm working on my newest album coming out called Face the Music, you know what I'm saying? Some good features on it, and they can follow me on Instagram at I Am Money Mo, which is IAMMONEYMO, and my Facebook, which is Money Mo Got Bars, and it's spelled the same way it sounds. So you know what I'm saying? I'm here. I'm showing love. Deal, you heard?
Of course, baby. You called in and tell me that my ring is ready and I can come to New York. That's what you called. Are you ready now?
Yo. You know what I'm saying?
You missed my birthday. I know you was busy, but, you know, you making it up right now and telling me that you got my tickets and my ring ready, right?
Oh, shit. Here you go. You know what I'm saying? You know, Diva, you know I focus you 100%. You know what I mean? You real queen. You definitely holding it down. You know what I'm saying? I've been with D-Mary K for about a few years, you know what I'm saying, on some radio shit and definitely holding it down. But, I mean, shout out to the radio show. You know what I mean? She always going to keep it in. and she's a mother and she's a great.
I can't believe it.
All right.
Yeah. I appreciate that, Money Mo. Of course, you've been rocking with Diva for about 3 years plus now, so we definitely appreciate the support. We look forward to getting an exclusive with you when you do. Dropping, of course, y'all know we part of the Keeping It Clean campaign. So if you're submitting music, if you want to get interviews, showcased, and promoted, all you got to do is hit me up on Twitter at Diva Ebony B or contact me directly, 908-296-5739, so you can get your submission form. Thank you for everybody that tuned into the show tonight. Diva's about to get ready for her next venture. So y'all make sure y'all keep God first, family second, and career third. I'm up out of here. Squad up. Ah.